This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Dave Mistich. We'll hear a conversation about the coronavirus, antibodies, and what medical researchers are trying to learn about immunity as it relates to the ongoing pandemic.
It's just not clear for COVID whether antibodies tell us that someone is immune.
That conversation and more on this West Virginia Morning. Scientific evidence is mounting that wearing a mask is an effective way to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. But in many states, including here in West Virginia, officials have been reluctant to mandate mask wearing in public. In the Eastern Panhandle, one town has passed a resolution that strongly encourages mask wearing, and it gives businesses the option to get local police involved if customers refuse to wear one inside their establishments. Liz McCormick has more.
At many businesses in Shepherdstown, there are bright orange posters and windows that read, "Protect. Masks required here," including at this popular spot, the German Street Coffee and Candlery.
We were issued masks by the town, which I thought was awesome. So when people come without their mask, we can offer them one.
That's Alexandra Casserly. She's an employee at the German Street Coffee and Candlery. Casserly and her co-workers were glad to hear about the resolution passed by the Shepherdstown Town Council in late May that strongly encourages mask wearing. She says while they haven't had any issues with customers refusing to wear a mask, she feels safer knowing they can require customers to wear them and that if it was necessary, the police could get involved.
It just gives us a bit of backup if an individual is difficult. I wouldn't necessarily want to cause a huge amount of trouble, but I would like them to be escorted from the premises if they will not cooperate and are aggressively coming in to make a point.
Shepherdstown Mayor Jim Oxer says the council can't require anyone to wear a mask unless the governor makes wearing one indoors mandatory, but he maintains that under state statute, what they're doing is perfectly legal and is to protect Shepherdstown residents, visitors, and to empower the town's businesses. He says the decision to pass the resolution was based on guidelines set by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Jefferson County Health Department. Oxer also points to the region's increase in coronavirus cases and the fact that Shepherdstown is a tourist town that's close to the Washington, D.C. metro region. Jefferson County has seen more than 200 positive cases of coronavirus. Its neighbor, Berkeley County, has held the highest number of positive coronavirus cases in the state for weeks, with more than 400 positive cases. Both counties remain on high alert.
Jefferson and Berkeley initially were considered hotspots. And the Jefferson County Health Department is adamant in their suggestion, their recommendation, that masks are important.
According to the town resolution, a business owner is strongly encouraged to require or at least encourage the wearing of masks within their establishments. As private entities, they already have the right to set their own policies, so requiring a patron to wear a mask to enter is a choice a business can already make. But along with that resolution, the Shepherdstown Police Department also provided a letter to Shepherdstown businesses that says police can get involved if someone refuses to wear a mask and enters a business anyway. The person could be subject to a trespassing charge if they insist on coming inside after being asked to wear a mask and still refuses to do so.
It's no different than no shirt, no shoes, no service. No shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service.
And other establishments in Shepherdstown are also glad to have the resolution, though it's not as easy to enforce everywhere, like a restaurant, where eventually you have to remove your mask to eat and drink. Tabitha Dolan is the general manager of the Blue Moon Cafe. Dolan says she encourages customers to wear masks up until their food arrives, and that when asked to wear one, most people comply. She says she doesn't anticipate needing to reach out to the police to enforce mask wearing inside of her restaurant.
I really don't think it's going to come to that here. Most of the customers are long-time customers, and we don't really usually have any ruckus here. I mean, that's the bottom line, so I don't think that we'll have to worry about it. And I hope that we don't.
Dolan admits she doesn't always wear a mask in public herself because she has a lung disorder and says she has difficulties breathing with one on. But she requires her staff to wear a mask while working. They also have a sign in their window asking visitors to wear a mask as well.
I have my opinions about it both ways, but I also want my staff to feel comfortable. So I am kind of glad that they did pass that. But on the other side of that, you know, I have to think about people like me as well.
In some communities in the United States where masks have been mandated in public spaces, there has been some pushback. But according to Mayor Oxer, that hasn't been the case locally. On social media, though, one Facebook post on a local story about Shepherdstown's resolution has about 90 comments. Most were negative, saying the move will hurt the town's businesses and local economy. At the state level, Governor Justice continues to urge West Virginians to wear masks when in public, but has so far decided against issuing a statewide requirement that people wear masks indoors, which other states have done. Here he is at one of his recent virtual press briefings.
First of all, it's almost impossible to enforce. And the second part of it is just this, is it will divide us. There'll be people that think now we've gone too far and we're really treading on their freedoms and lots and lots and lots of stuff and everything, and it will divide us. If we can do it on a voluntary basis where we're all pulling the rope together, we'll be a lot better off.
Back in Shepherdstown, Alexandra Casserly at the German Street Coffee and Candlery says she feels the state should consider passing a statewide mandate to require the wearing of masks in public.
I know that there's this argument, you know, about my freedom, but I think with freedom comes responsibility, and we are all responsible for other people's health. So I think by wearing a mask, you are showing respect for others, not necessarily thinking just of yourself.
To date, West Virginia has seen more than 2,800 positive cases of the virus, with more than 90 deaths. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.
West Virginia Public Broadcasting reached out to city clerks in Charleston, Morgantown, Huntington, and Wheeling to see if some of the state's larger cities had done anything similar to Shepherdstown. But as of right now, it appears Shepherdstown's resolution to strongly encourage mask wearing is unique in the state. There's been a lot of buzz about antibodies and coronavirus. Should you get tested for them to see if you've had the virus and didn't know? If you have antibodies in your system, are you basically in the clear? In last week's Facebook Live health interview, Kara Lofton dug into these questions with Dr. Eric Hupt, an infectious disease specialist at the University of Virginia School of Medicine. Here's an excerpt of that conversation.
So to begin, Dr. Hupt, how do antibodies work?
We make them in response to an infection. They last for a while, sometimes lifelong, sometimes not. The main purpose they serve is to prevent or reduce subsequent infections. So they're pretty amazing. It's great that we make them, and they help us fight off future infections.
I think one of the things that people are confused about is that sort of my understanding of an antibody is like getting childhood chickenpox, or like if you get a particular strain of the flu, that you are immune to that disease now. But reading about it, it sounds like that's not always the case depending on the virus that you get. Is that right?
Yeah, it's not always the case. So it depends on the infection, and it's just not clear for COVID whether antibodies tell us that someone is immune. It's likely, if you look at most infections, however, yeah, generally antibodies do indicate some protection. And so we're all guessing that, yeah, probably there is some protection if you have an antibody to COVID. But we just don't know that for sure. Might be wrong. And don't know how long it lasts.
Some of the approaches that particular countries have taken to addressing the coronavirus pandemic is to say, like Sweden is a good example, to say, you know, okay, we're just going to let people basically like continue life as normal, get infected, and once you've had it, we'll have herd immunity, meaning, you know, that enough people have it that you're sort of protecting the population. But there's been some new research that came out in the last like 2 weeks that seems to suggest that that's not the case. Can you talk a little bit about that?
You know, there's been news about Sweden that they have, yeah, tried this, quote, tried this approach to get to herd immunity. But you need to have about 60% or more of individuals immune. Currently in Sweden and in most parts of the world, there's nowhere near 60% of people with antibodies. So we're a long way from herd immunity, it appears, right now.
How reliable are the antibody tests? Are there any that are better than others?
That part isn't known because all these tests have been authorized by FDA and are being used by different labs. But I don't want to make it sound like the tests are hopeless. You know, I think that they're actually pretty good. So it's nothing unusual here with COVID. It's just that we're all so concerned about COVID that we're talking about this in such great detail. But this is true for every test that has ever been used, is that nothing is 100% perfect.
You know, from what I'm seeing, it's, you know, basically people are saying that there's actually a lot of variance with how reliable those tests are and that people shouldn't depend on them. Is that your opinion of what the tests that are available right now?
It is not recommended that anyone go out and get one of these serology tests, antibody, serology, same thing. The CDC doesn't recommend it as a routine in anybody. There's the virus tests that actually tests for the actual virus. That's usually in the nasal swabs. Mm-hmm. And that tells you if someone actually is actively infected and there's virus in their nose, throat. And then there's these antibodies that are blood tests that tell you if someone has been exposed in the past, such that their body made antibodies. Maybe once in a while, we'll use the serology if someone we think has COVID, but maybe they had it a couple weeks ago, but they're still sick. But other than that, doing a serology test to see who may have been exposed in the past to COVID is really for studies, for research, for surveillance, for different maybe parts of the country to know how much COVID has been circulating. It's not really information that is going to be useful to an individual person.
What I'm hearing is that people are like, well, I can go get an antibody test, then I know if I've had it and if I've got some immunity, which we've talked about, you know, maybe sort of a false sense of security in a way, because we don't know how long the antibodies stick around. But, you know, so that maybe if I have antibodies, I can go see grandma. So, I mean, you know, can people use antibody tests to sort of feel more secure about their ability to transmit and to be infected?
Yeah, so the short answer is no. So take me, for example. I don't think I have had COVID because I haven't had a flu-like illness in the past few months. My guess is that I haven't had it. So I go, I get a blood test, and it says I'm negative. Okay, I should still do the precautions that I'm doing anyway. Let's say I did it and I was positive. This happened to a friend of mine. I said, have you ever been sick? And he said, no, not in the past couple months. And I said, well, it might be false positive. Not very likely in you, and these tests aren't perfect. So maybe 50% chance it's real. It's also possible that it's negative. Should he feel more comfortable going out in public? I don't think so, because A, it might be a false positive, and B, even if it was a true positive and he truly did have antibodies, like we said at the beginning, we don't know that that means that he's completely protected.
That was Appalachia Health News Coordinator Kara Lofton speaking with Dr. Eric Hupt of the University of Virginia School of Medicine. Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health and Charleston Area Medical Center. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University.